You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
June the 9th, 2022. We do have, as you heard, the House Committee on January 6th hearing is underway. It's going to be a lot of partisan BS. Let's be direct about it. Reminding you, we are live streaming at rumble.com. You can go to rumble.com right now. Enter the search engine, Larry Connors, USA, all one word. And then you'll find our page, and you push live, and you're in the studio with us. Everything we have is labeled Larry Connors, USA. It is not hard to find me in any way whatsoever. So you also heard them report that an armed man who was threatening to kill Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh was arrested outside Kavanaugh's house yesterday. That's just the latest instance of violations, or rather violence, I should say, and intimidation toward pro-lifers since the Supreme Court draft opinion got leaked last month. But this 26-year-old of Simi Valley, California, was carrying a gun, ammunition, a knife, pepper spray, screwdriver, zip ties, and other gear when arrested. And Kavanaugh and his wife and his two kids are okay. We have federal marshals standing close guard on all the justices' homes, even those that might be ruling on the other side of Roe v. Wade. This is reaching a point in this nation where I keep hearing the left say all the time, well, we're really all about, we want to just make sure things are fair and we don't want guns, it could be deadly and so forth, but I have yet to hear a single Democrat or state-controlled media point out how bad it was that a guy was setting up to go after Justice Kavanaugh with a gun and whatever else he had. Have you heard it? Well, I know you probably didn't bother listening to them anyway. I try not to, but somebody's got to do the dirty work, and I do that, and I'm looking right now. Let's see. Let's just for fun do this together. I'm going to look at CNNN. They're opening front page. We're doing this together live while we're on right now. And what is the lead story at CNN is Russia nearing a milestone victory in a key city. Okay. And we got a dangerous and deadly heat wave on the way. PGA Tour officially suspending some golfers participating in a golf event. I'll talk about that in a moment. And I see Biden saying he's looking at executive orders if SCOTUS strikes down Roe v. Wade. Well, surely that's where they have this guy being arrested, don't they? No. I don't see it anywhere on their page. Surprise, 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 right? Not surprised at all, are we? And we've had Senator Lindsey Graham warn there's going to be more trouble like this coming ahead. He said because the people that could fix it and work against it and say something, they won't. They won't say anything. And in fact, to that extent, Senator Barrasso, Republican of Wyoming, said Chuck Schumer is also to blame for this kind of stuff because he is basically bearing some responsibility because Chuck Schumer took to the steps of the Supreme Court calling out Kavanaugh by name. Well, that's okay. That was legal at that point, but Barrasso says that's targeted him immediately. And, of course, they're doxing the homes of these justices. And where are they going to move? Where are they going to move that they're not going to be spotted or a member of their family? Yesterday, the Democrat House led a Democrat House of Democrats passed a gun control package. They did. Won't get through the Senate. but it contained six gun controls that would not have prevented the Uvalde shooting. Not a single one of those would have prevented the Uvalde shooting. We are going to talk later about, there are some saying maybe we need to have pictures of these kids shown to the public so then more people would be incensed and that'd be for more gun control. You think? We'll get into that in more detail. But I do not want to let this pass. We had six Marines killed yesterday. Training flight involving an Osprey, that strange-looking helicopter that maybe you've seen. They've had problems before with Ospreys, and we lost six more Marines. Your eyes are burning. You're sneezing. It's allergy season. Pollen readings are sky high. Heck, you can even see that yellow powder on everything. So that's also inside your air conditioning ducts. I suggest you call Wellington Environmental. Now, other companies will be glad to do the job, but they're going to come to your home or business, count the air ducts, and begin increasing the cost. In fact, the quoted price might even double. Wellington offers one price, no extras. You'll be charged exactly what Wellington quotes. So this is easy for you. Call 314-644-4930, 644-4930. You will breathe easier. Wellington has a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
My sponsors keep this program on the air, so my thanks to John Bill Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program. John Beale Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
You can text Larry right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
There's a whole range of things that are at stake here when we talk about eliminating Roe v. Wade and all its all the
same-sex marriage.
I mean, it's just ridiculous, in my view. And I don't think the country will stand for it. But I think what we're going to have to do, there's some executive orders I could employ. We're looking at that right now, but I want to keep
employing.
But look, it's clear that if in fact the decision comes down the way it does, and these states impose the limitations they're talking about, it's going to cause a mini revolution.
A mini revolution, if Roe v. Wade is overturned. That was President Biden last night for the first time. 100 plus days of hiding from the media and actual questions in a sit-down interview, he goes on a late-night show, comedian talk show host. Perfect. Softball questions. And while he's talking about Roe v. Wade, there are a whole lot of things. And you heard Kimmel add, and gay marriage, he threw that in there, so that could be affected too if the court goes this direction. Justice... Let me make sure you're hearing this. When the memo got leaked, Justice Alito made it very clear that it was only going to deal with abortion, limited to that. Simply, basically, overturning Roe v. Wade, which has been the law of the land, and going to get it back to the control of the states where it should belong. And, in fact, I'll remind you that Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who is a liberal icon on the court, was also against Roe v. Wade being law of the land. Now, she was not on the court at the time it was passed or by the court. But then when Bill Clinton was president and he was looking for a justice to name and he wanted to name a woman, her name was given to him. He said the other women don't like her. Why? Well, because she does not favor Roe v. Wade decision. She thought it was too universal. They should have just stuck to the case they had at hand. She was right. But that was then, this is now. And when you hear the president say, if it's overturned, look for a mini revolution. Did you hear him condemn it? Did you hear him say that should not happen? Did you hear him say this is wrong? No. Did you hear him condemn, and was that even brought up by Jimmy Kimmel? What about the guy that's arrested just outside Justice Kavanaugh's house that had gun, knife, and intent, he said to police, according to them, my plan is to kill Justice Kavanaugh. And might have well taken his family, too. We don't know. Did you hear him speak out against that? No, you did not. They didn't even discuss it. They were too busy laughing at other things and having a good time. A mini revolution. There are folks that are saying if they don't get what they want on Roe v. Wade, they're going to burn down the Supreme Court. Would you call that a mini revolution? Would you say they're going to go after an attack? Justices on the high court that ruled in favor of it, and then in states where governors, state legislators, and judges might be involved in crafting whatever law they come up with in their state, do you think that's not going to put a target on their back too? In the past, some pro-lifers, or under the banner of pro-lifers, had torched and bombed abortion clinics, thinking they were doing good. They might have stopped an abortion there for a few days at that facility. And in some cases, abortion doctors have been directly threatened and harmed and killed. All of that's wrong. If it goes back to the states, then in that state, that will be the rule. Now, you know the problem that some people will say, well, that you just can't have such a patchwork laws like that. Like if a woman wants an abortion, she'll have to travel who knows how many hundreds of miles to get an abortion. And now there's some employers coming forward and saying, we will provide you transportation if you need it to get there. But we already have a patchwork of laws for various states because that's the way they decided. It's not under federal control, and they made the decision. We have a federal handgun mandate. In the various states, we had different laws as to what age you should be before you could buy, quote, an assault rifle or a shotgun or a long rifle. And to that extent, when it comes to handguns, some states have an open carry law, which really I'm against you carrying a pistol in plain sight because it does either frighten people and or just increases the possibility of some kind of violence. That's, unless you're a police officer, I really am against you doing that. But you can carry concealed. But if I go in one of these neighboring states and I'm driving through and I've got it on the console or near me and I get stopped, I could be fined, jailed, and charged because that patchwork. My driver's license is good in that state. It's good in any state I go to. But I'm not allowed to exercise Second Amendment rights in those states. But the real concern of this mini-revolution, if this guy that they caught outside Kavanaugh's house, his expressed intent, that is just the tip of the iceberg in the view of many. And in fact, to that extent, Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican, says, I fear more is coming.
The worst is yet to come. Because the people you named have done nothing to fix the problem. The vice president of the United States, a couple of years ago, before she was vice president, raised money to get rioters out of jail who hit cops over the head. They had a bail fund for people beating up cops all over the country, right? So you got the President of the United States, who has been absolutely AWOL on this. You got the majority leader of the Senate going to the steps of the Supreme Court, threatening two justices by name. You got Nancy Pelosi, who said, the Speaker of the House, I'm perfectly okay with people going to a justice's home to try to intimidate the court to change the ruling on Roe v. Wade. So this is a logical extension to their behavior.
Yeah, a logical extension. She's okay if you go to the home of a justice who is doing something she doesn't like, that being VP Harris. Those are the words of Senator Lindsey Graham. Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, Republican, has similar thoughts.
You have people out there basically saying that these members of the Supreme Court are equivalent to the Ku Klux Klan, to Nazis. You've had some sort of saying burn the place down. 331 million people. It only takes a couple of them to look at that and say, well, if these people are that evil, the next step is to just take them out. And that's just the Supreme Court justices. Not to mention we've got hundreds of members of Congress that don't have U.S. Marshals outside their home. And, you know, we want to thank the U.S. Marshals for the role they played, or we would be having a very different day here today in Washington. But this is an incredibly serious thing. This is not the only guy in America with these thoughts in their head. And I have a very bad feeling about the direction this goes on either side. I'm not in favor of this happening to anybody. I don't want protesters showing them outside the house of Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer or anybody else. I think there's a time, place, and manner for free speech to be regulated. You can say whatever you want, but there's got to be some limits to it. And in this particular case, it's illegal because these are judges that these people are trying to intimidate to make a decision that they want in a court case.
And keep in mind, as he said, that there's a lot of federal judges across the nation. And he's just thinking federal, but then you start looking at state judges, state courts, state legislators, and state leadership at states where they go ahead if Roe v. Wade is, quote, overturned, and they come up with the laws that some folks don't like there. You do remember if there had not been federal agents on duty, because the Speaker of the House at the time was participating in that warm-up baseball game. And the guy that showed up identified himself as a Bernie Sanders supporter and wanted to know, are these Republicans or Democrats out here? Well, they're all Republicans. And he started shooting at them. If those guards had not been there and they were there only because the Speaker was there, then it would have gone bad in a hurry, wouldn't it? I said the Speaker, his position was not Speaker, but he was one of those who is assigned protection on a constant basis. And so the others who were there got the added protection. Well, then we got into also last night, Biden is kind of joking. He and Kimmel are having a good time about gun control, and more gun control laws are needed. And if not, maybe we should send those people that are against the gun control laws they want to impose, send those people to jail.
I don't want to emulate Trump's abuse of the Constitution and constitutional authority. And I mean that sincerely, because I often get asked, look, the Republicans don't play it square. Why do you play it square?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? If we do the same thing they do, our democracy will literally be in jeopardy.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Not a joke. And
I understand their argument, but also it's like you're playing Monopoly with somebody who, you know, won't pass go and won't follow any of the rules. And how do you ever make any progress if they're not following the rules?
Well, you've got to send them to jail.
Got to send them to jail. Now, I know on the Monopoly board it says go straight to jail. So you can say, well, he's just referring to the game. No. No, there's a deeper underlying intent there. And, of course, he's got a host who's been a longtime Democrat ally, Jimmy Kimmel. And the audience, you can tell they love it. They get into all that. I pointed out that in the news and commentary just yesterday, Democrat-led House passed a gun control package, 6 gun laws that wouldn't have done anything to stop the May 24 Uvalde shooting. They were background checks for ghost guns, gun storage requirements for homes with minors present, additional penalties for gun trafficking, straw purchases, high-capacity magazine, that's a grandfathering clause, so forth and so on. They wouldn't have done anything to stop the shooting in Uvalde. So they're throwing everything they can in. And then you get one of these most asinine statements. And this should upset a lot of minorities. Joy Behar of The View. I know, what a stupid program. Larry, are you watching? No, I don't really watch it. I scan stuff about it. And I'm not going to play her clip because it's so short, but the audience clapped. Here's what happened. They were talking about, like, a gun control, saying we need more gun control laws. And she said, it will change once black people get guns. Does she not know many blacks do have guns and they are law-abiding citizens that have them? And does she not know that most of the gangsters, be they black, brown, yellow, or white, they've got guns too? But we'll have a bigger demand for gun control, it's her words, once black people get guns. I'm for every American, if they're law-abiding, to exercise their Second Amendment and have a gun. I don't care what your color is, your religion, even your sexual preference, as long as you're law-abiding and you're making sure the gun is handled in a safe way. Joy Behar. Boy, once blacks get guns, we'll change things. What an... I hate to call a woman an idiot, but if I were going to call someone an idiot, I think I'd say right here, while we're on Rumble.com, you see me pointing and saying, it's you, Joy! Coming up, this disinformation board is still in play. And Senator Josh Hawley says, we've got a whistleblower that says their real intent, we know, is not to just stop disinformation, but to shut your mouth. Stand by.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
The people that the Biden administration thinks are the real threat to America, it's not the drug cartels, it's not foreign threats, it's you, it's the American people. Yeah. If you have questions about COVID, if you have questions about COVID masks, if you have questions about the COVID vaccine, this administration wanted you to be monitored. This disinformation board was set up to go after you. That's what the documents say. By the way, election integrity, same story. The documents specifically mention that they needed to be a disinformation board because some people were having questions about election integrity. Some people had questions about January 6th. Well, we couldn't have that. And this board was set up to monitor that. That was what was in their sights.
Those are the words of Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri. Now, Josh Hawley and Senator Chuck Grassley calling on the Department of Homeland Security to provide additional details on how it's going to coordinate its disinformation board. Now, you know when they first broke the word about the disinformation board, it came after it was already in effect for a couple of months. That was when Alejandro Mayorkas, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, said in a meeting with Congress, and we have this disinformation board that will make sure all the correct things and facts are put out, and we won't have any bad things said. No, it goes deeper than that. Grassley and Hawley say they have a whistleblower that, and of course, all this happened because of once Musk was going to buy Twitter. This whistleblower basically gave them a DHS internal memo that illustrates how this was going to be designed to exert a powerful influence over the government's efforts to crack down on disinformation in areas where there are, quote, clear objective facts. Now, who's going to determine what's clear, objective, and a fact? Ha! There you go. The same thing as we saw in that Molly Hemingway Federalist article yesterday. If we're going to have somebody oversee gun control laws, who's going to be doing that? Who's going to be the person? Is it going to be the same FBI that got sold into Hillary Clinton territory and bought in and the Department of Justice? disinformation. I need to correct something I said earlier in news and commentary. I gave you some disinformation, and I'm really glad to make this correction. I said that six Marines were killed in that Osprey crash in California. Turns out there were only five. I'm thankful of that. I'm sorry for the loss of the five, but thankful it's only five. I was recounting in my head on the positions on that. I don't know how they had that one configured, but I just thought I'd better double check if it was five, so I'm glad I could clear that up. But speaking about disinformation, you also heard in the previous segment, Joy Behar and me quoting her saying that, well, when blacks get guns, then we'll have gun control. Well, that came in a response to one of the persons appearing on one of the programs about a Connecticut man who built his own AR-15 for the sake of defending his family after a neighborhood home invasion. And they said, he's a black man. It's odd, she said. Most AR-15 owners are former military, 35-plus married. That's all I'm saying. They're just not all crazy people. But that's where Behar said, well, here's the thing. Once black people get guns in this country, the gun laws will change, believe me. Here are the actual stats, since that disinformation from Joy Behar won't be stopped by the state-controlled media or the disinformation board. Gun ownership, I'm looking at Breitbart News and Guardian, both put it, new gun ownership since April 5, 2021, up anywhere from 58 to 60%. A New York Times article explained that new gun buyers were less likely to be male and white. In fact, the Times said, looking at 2020 gun purchases, nearly one-fifth of them were first-time buyers. And of those first-time buyers, 50% of them were women. A fifth were Hispanic, and a fifth were black. Joy Behar, anybody going to tell her you're wrong? No, they don't have the guts to do it, do they? And state-controlled media, oh, no, she's kind of untouchable. Coming up, what do you think about a proposal? And this is a serious proposal. Put the pictures of these murdered children in Uvalde up where everybody can see what they look like after they were shot. Would that change the mood of the country to say, hell yes, let's take away their AR-15s and every other gun? I'll have that story coming up. Ackerman Toyota believes when you need service, you want genuine parts, certified mechanics, no hidden cost. You get all of that with Ackerman Toyota. Plus, if you're ready for a new car or pre-owned, see what Ackerman has on the lot or what's coming. Ackerman Toyota, Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
I guess I grew up on an older road. A pedal to the metal, always did what I told. Until I found out that my brand new clothes are came secondhand from the rich kids next door. And I grew up fast, I guess I grew up mean. There's a thousand things inside my head I wish I ain't seen. And now I just wander through a real bad dream. Feeling like I'm coming apart at the seams. But thank you, Jack Daniels, oh, number seven. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven and I'm...
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
It was right around lunchtime on a Tuesday that gunman entered the school through a main door without restriction, massacred 19 students and two teachers, and changed the way that every student at Robb and their families remember that school forever. I doubt they'll remember the smell of the cafeteria or the laughter ringing in the hallways. Instead, they'll be haunted by the memory of screams and bloodshed, panic and chaos, police shouting, parents wailing. I know I will never forget what I saw that day.
And that's understandable. That is a Dr. Roy Guerrero, a Texas pediatrician, a resident of Uvalde, Texas, practicing in Uvalde. He actually went when he was a child to Uvalde Robb Elementary School. So we're talking about the smell of the cafeteria and it's all a fun, happy time and everything, contrasting to what happened the other day in Uvalde. Obviously, a major contrast. He was not on the scene. He was at the hospital. He said he rushed to the hospital to help out because he knew there'd be casualties coming in. We'll come back to that part of the story in a moment. Do you know who Emmett Till is? Does it ring a bell for some of you? Maybe vaguely, but you can't quite place it. Let me help you. Emmett Till was a black teenager, tortured, lynched, maybe alive or not, by two white men in Mississippi. This is 1955. A photographer took a picture of his body. It got published in that year's issue of Jet magazine, primarily a magazine aimed for the black audience. Numerous scholars, looking at news reports and evaluating them, had suggested because that picture of Emmett Till was published, it helped move the civil rights movement faster. And some have been saying, you know, maybe that's what needs to happen in Uvalde to get gun control laws. Some are pointing to George Floyd, the death of George Floyd. Now, that was video, and it's been circulating repeatedly after it happened, and then during his trial, and still is, still available, with one officer with his knee on the back of George Floyd. His knee was on the back of his neck at all the time, but it was on his shoulders. The man is handcuffed, face down, and he was apparently saying, I can't breathe, and the officer wouldn't do anything to move back or ease up or check on him. And apparently a paramedic came along that wouldn't let the paramedic get close enough to help. And, of course, two rookie officers were there, and they kind of got pulled into it as well. They followed the lead of the senior officers. But those pictures, obviously, when they got circulated over and over and over again, they immediately, you know, invoked hatred. And, unfortunately, based upon color of skin. If you weren't the color of George Floyd, then you're the enemy. But the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill Journalism and Media Associate Professor Lois Boynton said, photos don't always elicit the same reaction to some people. Some might see a gruesome school shooting photo and believe that's the reason we do need additional gun regulations. Others might look at the same photo and say, that's why we need police in schools. He said others still may find the photos revolting, serving no purpose whatsoever, and some might see news media's involvement just another way to attract eyeballs and get those coveted clicks. And she also said no doubt there are other reactions to consider. When I first got into television, my news director made it very clear to me, we do not show any uncovered body. We don't do that. Well, I had some common sense. I had no intent of doing that. Howsoever, my common sense kind of came to a halt one day when a body was found, actually skeletal remains of a woman who had been missing. And I did shoot those, and I put them on the air. And boy, did I said, my weak defense. I'm telling you, I'm not the great unblemished anchor or reporter some give me credit for. I have my flaws, and in that case, my news director, I said, I told you we don't put any bodies on the screen. And my answer to him is, it wasn't a body, it was bones, skeleton. And he looked at me like, you're an idiot. And I think I probably was at that point. Hey, I heard you. I still am. I got it. I heard you out there. So anyway, but that brings to mind, though, something else. For years, I taught journalism to various students. I probably trained, well, let me put it this way. I probably had, I'm averaging maybe, had to be 800 minimum, maybe closer to 2,000 students over several years. And one of them involved that kind of thing, what you're doing. Keep in mind what it means to the family when you put those pictures up, what they see. If it's just a car crash, how bad it is. You don't even see the people. You see the car that it could be horrifying to the people that know those who were in that car. So you got to keep in mind at all times reaction that might come with what you're doing. And no, you don't put bodies on and you don't really show skeletons. But there's also a correlation. During the Vietnam War, they were not showing dead Americans, but they would show on the side road lines and lines of dead North Vietnamese uncovered, often flies buzzing around them. So it seems to be a weird system where one American life is worth five Brits, worth 20 Frenchmen, worth 30,000 Viet Cong or more. I mean, it's strange, but it really does exist. So there are those asking, should we put these pictures up? Some have suggested that we should, but still another journalist with the Rocky Mountain News in Denver at the time of the Columbine massacre wrote in the Atlantic, there's awareness over publishing photos of dead children. He said they can sometimes backfire. He pointed to a picture of a dead student on the sidewalk outside Columbine in 1999. They got a lot of pictures, I mean, a lot of publicity and even a Pulitzer Prize. He said maybe one day some editors have a picture of a dead child even more powerful than that one. But is that what it takes, and you want to see those pictures? One of them, an executive editor at the Seattle Times, said, I couldn't have imagined saying this years ago, but it's time, with the permission of a surviving parent, to show what a slaughtered 7-year-old looks like. Maybe only then will we find courage for more than just thoughts and prayers. So let's go back to Dr. Guerrero, pediatrician who was working and rushed to the Uvalde hospital to help with victims that were going to be coming in and what he saw as a doctor.
But what I did find was something no prayer will ever relieve. Two children whose bodies had been pulverized by bullets fired at them, decapitated, whose flesh had been ripped apart, that the only clue at their identities was a blood-splattered cartoon clothes still clinging to them, clinging for life and finding none. I could only hope these two bodies were a tragic exception to the list of survivors. But as I waited there with my fellow Uvalde doctors, nurses, first responders, and hospital staff for other casualties we hoped to save, they never arrived. All that remained was the bodies of 17 more children and the two teachers who cared for them, who dedicated their careers to nurturing and respecting the awesome potential of every single one, just as we doctors do.
A May 31 NPR interview with a trauma surgeon, she said Americans have become desensitized to mass shootings, and maybe the only way to cut through is these images. Another pediatric trauma surgeon on CNN said maybe we do need another Emmett Till moment. What do you think? For it, against it? I am against it. I am against it. All right, let's turn to something lighter as we close out. Some of the PGA golfers are going to be no longer allowed to play. Really? And then what else can we do to stop meat consumption? Tax cow farts. Rottner Pest Solutions is one of the top pest control companies in the nation, and yet still family-owned for three generations, 65 years. Rottner customers still get personal, professional, safe service. I personally encourage you to call. Get a free quote. Schedule same day, next day, or a Saturday. 877-ROTTLER. 877-ROTTLER. Or go to rottler.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So I was a golfer. My back had become such an issue where really I can't. I at one time got as low as a 10. Or let me correct that. I correct that. I was hoping to get to a 10. The best I ever was official handicap of 12. So I never got invited to the U.S. Open. I was always surprised when I didn't get an invitation. Of course not. To play on the PGA Tour is a very big thing. There are some players now that are basically walking away from it. Or they're being told you're no longer going to be welcome. They are participating in the LIV golf. It's teeing off in London. It's backed by the Saudis. Dustin Johnson being one of the PGA golfers that went over. Phil Mickelson, you certainly know his name. Lee Westwood and others. And these players, according to one commenting on it, said they have turned their backs on the PGA Tour by willfully violating a regulation. And it singled out Mickelson and Sergio Garcia and Westwood. And I'm looking at some of the other big names you'd know here. There are numerous ones that real golfers would know. Others, they might not know that well. They were said they didn't receive releases to play in it or didn't apply at all. So, therefore, they resigned their memberships from the PGA Tour, according to this. They will not be allowed to play in PGA Tour tournaments, even as a non-member, via sponsor exemption or any other eligibility category. They made their choice, according to this writing, on their own financial-based reasons, but they can't demand the same PGA Tour membership benefits and so forth as the other players. And the writer of all of this was the PGA Tour Events and President's Cup Commissioner, Jay Monahan. He said, I'm certain our fans and partners who are surely tired of all this talk of money, 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 and more money will continue to be entertained and compelled by the world-class championship. LIV Golf, backed by Saudi Arabia's financial arm, offering the PGA Tour members insane amounts of money to compete in a rival league. So some did jump over. And in one story, I'm trying to see if there's more details on it. One name that you probably do know that you didn't hear me mention so far, Tiger Woods. Greg Norman, PGA Tour, now on the senior circuit, said Tiger Woods turned down a nine-figure offer, or as Norman said, and he's the commissioner of LIV Golf right now and CEO, Woods turned down the offer, will continue to play in the PGA Tour, but he said he turned down mind-blowing, enormous numbers. Nine-digit numbers. That means in front of the decimal point, if you're not too sure about that. Well, that was his decision. He decided to stay where he is, at least for now. It could change. With all the green pie in the sky efforts to watch over climate change and everything, we've already been told, eat less meat. Why? Well, because beef in particular, those cows, they burp. Okay, they do that. So do babies. I don't know what they're going to do about that one. And the cows also let off, well, they fart. Let's put it that way. Actually, many Americans do too. And some dads joke with their kids about it, or their spouses, or the kids joke with other kids about it. Well, hopefully they're not going to look at you like they're doing cattle in New Zealand. The leftist government of New Zealand decide we can control and claim the world when it comes to climate change. They are going to levy taxes against farmers because of the methane emissions produced by their cows and sheep. It would be the world's first green tax on livestock. They grow something like 10 million cows and 26 million sheep. They're net exporter of meat to an area, New Zealand, that has a home of only 5 million people. So if you smell a lot of stuff in the air, it ain't the people. It's the cows and the sheep. So every time they fart, they're going to be hit with an emission tax. Well, not every time, but a general time. So they're going to have to put stoppers in, you know where? Or are they just going to pay the tax? And what kind of stupid idea is that? That is exactly how far the radical green climate change pie in the sky left is going. Wait till they see that. AOC gets hold of it. Hey, we got cows in America too. Let's put a gas emission tax on them. John Kerry, get out of your high-flying private jet. Come down here and smell these cattle. As always, thanks for joining us. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.